Good morning, audio boomers, or it might be not be morning, but here it certainly is. It's the longest day. It's Sunday, the 21st of June. Oh, what a brilliant time to be alive. June, summer. The sun's kind of a bit weedy at the moment, but, you know, it's supposed to be quite sunny a bit later on, and there's the wind as well. So, but, you know, it is summer. It's June, it's a brilliant, brilliant month of the year. It's got my birthday in it, so I guess I would say that, but anyway, what I wanted to talk about quickly as I make my way to the tube is kindness. To yourself, which is something I've been reading a lot about and listening to a lot of stuff about recently, and also mindfulness, which a lot of people think is just meditation, but it isn't. I don't think you even have to meditate in order to take on some of the precepts, is that the right word? Anyway, things to do with mindfulness. Because some of the things are just appreciating the moment you're in. So, right now, I'm walking along. I'm walking towards the tube, which gives me regular access to go where I need to go. That's a good thing. This is partly mindfulness and partly me just being a bit... isn't life amazing? I'm not a mindfulness expert, so yes, please forgive me. I might be adding my own spin on this, but it works for me. So I'm walking along. It's a beautiful morning. That's the other thing I'm noticing. There are lots of trees, which some people would see as annoying, but I see that as brilliant because we've got birds in them and they sing and they proclaim the beauty of the spring or the summer. What else can I notice in this moment? There's a bird just started singing. Or for example, somebody gives you a bar of chocolate, or you've bought yourself a nice bar of chocolate. Yuck, I've just stepped in some muddy stuff. Been after the rain yesterday. Never mind. Stepped in muddy stuff. This is the other thing I think that mindful. Oh, and now there's loads of somebody's garden waste in the way. Lovely. Okay, let's just walk past that and forget those annoying thoughts and just enjoy the nice ones, the positive ones. If I'm doing your head in, of course, you can just switch me off and listen to somebody else, or not anybody at all, and just, yeah. But this is what's working for me at the moment. I think everybody has stress in their lives. Some people have worse things. Some people have depression, anxiety, or other, or feelings to do with events that are happening in their lives. You know, they're caring for somebody. They're somebody's main carer, or their family situation's difficult, or whatever. And I think it's just brilliant to have ways of coping with these things. And there are various books and all sorts of things I've been reading, but I've been a bit cheating, really, and, you know, if I were to do a sort of a proper research podcast about this, then I would never do it, maybe. So, and I could do what I used to do and say to myself, "Oh, Fiona, you're rubbish. You haven't researched this properly. You've, it's just you're just waffling some nonsense, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're no good at this stuff, whatever. And so many of us do this. So many of us talk to ourselves, not literally out loud, but in our heads, in a way that we just wouldn't accept a friend or loved one, I hope anyway, wouldn't accept someone else talking to us because it's so disrespectful. So I'm learning, and it's very much, you know, in the baby stages at the moment, but I'm learning. I'm teaching myself to be kind to myself and say to myself, okay, you might not have done this, but you are doing that and you're doing a good job of it. Or, you know, okay, you can't, I don't know, you were late for such and such a thing. Okay, just try not to do it next time. You can't change it now. So there was a brilliant thing on Twitter the other day. I follow Everyday Mindfulness on Twitter, and there's a brilliant thing saying, today is a special day. You have never lived it before, and you will never live it again. And I think that's brilliant. I think it's important to try and get the most out of each day. Oh, I never finished about my chocolate bar, did I? Because something, I think the birds started singing and distracting me. But if someone gives you a chocolate bar or you buy a chocolate bar, I think it's almost your duty, or flowers to smell, to enjoy those experiences, to... Well, religious people might say, bless those things. I say religious people as if I'm not. I am. I'm a Christian. But some people aren't, you know. But to, you know, smell the beauty of that flower, or enjoy how lovely the chocolate tastes, or the apple you're eating that has been so beautifully made by God or nature. The apple, not the chocolate. Anyway, this is quite waffly. I do hope it helps somebody. If not, it might give somebody a good laugh. Or it might just annoy you because it all sounds a bit ridiculous. I don't know. Anyway, I just thought I'd share. Have a lovely day, everybody. And if it helps you, try and enjoy the beautiful moments. And forget about, you know, let go of the other ones. Imagine you're putting them, you're in a riverbank, you're leaving, your thoughts aren't what, your thoughts are just something that goes on, that passes you by like clouds. You don't have to hold on to the yucky ones and feel like rubbish. You can let them pass by, and with practice, and like I say, I'm taking baby steps, but you can stand by that riverbank and you can lovingly take those thoughts that have all come from your brain, put them, imagine you're putting them on a leaf and gently putting them into the river and letting them flow away in the care of that river. There we go. I think I've said enough for today's boo. Take care, everybody. And, have a lovely Sunday. Bye for now.